time for Friday Football Fiesta on Big Dog Country 95.5.
Woohoo! Yes. Woo! I love this part of the week.
This is a good time of the day.
Before we get started, can we ask Warren who is in front of the season standings quickly?
You don't have to ask me because I can't read.
No. you can't ask me because I don't even know what's going on in football right now. I've not watched a football game yet.
You haven't seen any football yet?
No, I've been like every weekend I'm gone or doing something.
Oh, man.
Steve is currently number one and we're all tied at second.
We're tied now, me and you and JD?
Yeah, we're all right.
See it right there in front of you?
No, I didn't look.
We can't read.
Here's how it went last week. Steve went 3-1.
Congrats, man.
Callie and I went 2-2, and Warren, you went 1-3 last week.
I tried to branch out. I tried to be different.
Yeah.
I took a risk, and it didn't pay off.
It did not pay off for you. But for the season, Steve is at 7-1. Me, Callie, Warren, we are all tied at 5-3. So it is tight right now. It's a tight contest.
What is he doing to his paper over there?
He's over there drawing
messages about me. He does that all the time.
He always draws little messages up.
You know it's his paper because it says Warren sucks on it. I would never write that about me on there. So, and you do highlighters. So
childish, but I'm all fruity and colorful over here.
Love it.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well,
the evidence is there.
We go to week number 3 now in the National Football League, and we got four decent mashups to talk about. We'll start it off with the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
How about them?
They're
smoking hot.
They're doing well so far.
They're a football team.
Oh, don't even. You're bitter.
They play football.
You are anger. You need anger management.
They're from Dallas.
They're a football team.
Going to the main.
Yeah. So, anyways, the Cowboys at home. They are entertaining the Miami Dolphins,
and they will entertain a win.
Yeah.
Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins have a legitimate chance of going 0-16, so I'm going to take the Cowboys.
They're purposely tanking it. Maybe not their players, but their front office. They're making moves to purposely tank.
They're calling it like tank for Tua, right?
Yeah, that's
essentially they want to get that number one pick to pick that quarterback.
They just traded one of the best young defensive players in the league in Minka Fitzpatrick.
What's the reason for that?
Well, they want to get the higher draft pick so that they can, you know, rebuild their team, but I think that's just, I mean, what a way to screw over your fans.
Well, they've got some young talent, mm-hmm. but they've signed this guy who's played for half the teams in the NFL in Fitzpatrick, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And had like some good time with the Buccaneers. So I hate the Cowboys, but they're gonna beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, there's
why do you
there's
hate
just,
hate. Like, what's the hate?
It's the rivalry.
It's a rivalry.
They're mean to the Eagles always.
They're
mean.
There's 0% chance that the Dolphins win. I think.
Yeah, that's kind of the Cowboys' game to lose there.
Yeah. moving on. It is the Detroit, or Detroit, however you like to say it.
Detroit.
Detroit.
Yes! Detroit. That is possibly the greatest thing I've ever heard. The Motor City Kitties will travel to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, my friend.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles. The Lions are 2-0, but... I feel like they bounce back in a big way. There's a lot of injuries they're fighting through, but I think the Eagles can win at home.
Steven?
Eagles.
Yeah. You don't have any faith in the Lions?
I do not have any faith in the Detroit Lions.
I'm going to call them that for the rest of my life. Now, Callie, what do you think?
I'm choosing the Eagles as well. I should be like, hate the Eagles.
do I sound like a 60-year-old man?
Yes, that's exactly how you sound. Actually,
I know 60-year-old men that do not talk like that.
I hate them.
I'm not gonna pick anymore.
We don't need you to be competition.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pick the Eagles, too,
just in case
anyone's wondering.
I don't think there's going to be much variance in our picks this week.
No.
Just the Packers game.
It's kind of a, I don't know, kind of interesting. But no, anyway, yeah, I think the Eagles win. Although I thought the Eagles would win last week.
Well, we all thought.
It's the only one I got wrong.
You know,
look at him, a little cocky laugh there.
Now we go to the Broncos traveling to Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers, Stephen.
Obviously, I'm taking the Packers. This team's red hot, baby. Let's go.
He's full of all kinds of sounds.
This defense, let's go.
Oh, man.
Woo! From Munda.
Hopefully, they play a little better than the last three quarters there last week in their offense.
Got it done. 21 was enough with that defense.
A win is a win, right?
Yeah, something like that. Warren, Broncos, Packers.
Both defenses are, Broncos defense has been good in the past, but I don't think they're enough to beat the Packers because the Packers defense seems to be the real deal. So give me the Green Bay Slackers.
By the way, a quick stat in this game, the Broncos, Von Miller and Nick Chubb have only combined 5 quarterback pressures all year in 2 games.
What's that guy's last name?
Wow.
Chubb.
Nick Chubb.
You're so immature.
I didn't say anything. You laughed. You did. You laughed.
Okay. Cali, Broncos, Packers.
I don't want to lose anymore, so I'm picking the Packers.
Have you been picking against them the whole
yes.
time?
Yes. That's why I would be like up there with Steve, probably.
Here's a little known stat that you may not know. The AFC teams traveling to Green Bay. Green Bay has won. Their record is now 8-2 in the last 10 games against AFC teams traveling to Lambeau.
Wow. Look at you doing some research.
Yeah.
Did you already know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And by the way, I meant Brad Chubb, not Nick Chubb. He's the running back.
Yeah, Nick Chubb's the running back. But I think they'll continue Chubb that domination. I just think the Broncos, I just don't think Joe Flacco looks right in the Broncos. And not only does he not look right in uniform, he doesn't look right at all. And he doesn't have weapons. And I just don't see there's any way that Packers lose this one at home. So I'm picking the Packers. Finally, the Raiders.
Someone that doesn't look right in uniform. Rodgers doesn't look right in a mustache. Ever again. Well, I can't get over the image.
Coming back.
But he doesn't have that now.
Dude's a winner. He can wear whatever he wants.
He looked like he should be on like.
He can,
the
doesn't
most,
matter.
The stars.
The most wanted
doesn't,
list.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't yeah. matter.
Doesn't matter.
He can wear a skirt for all I care.
Because he loved him that much.
Anyway.
It's QB1, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Raiders at Vikings.
Who are the Raiders?
The Raiders.
Soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, they're going to move to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
It is. And it doesn't matter where they go. They lose.
It's a gamble either way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you remember correct, well, you probably don't, but last year I said the game against the Bills was one the Vikings could lose or historically have lost.
Aww.
And I thought that they would lose, but I still picked the Vikings. And of course, they lost.
That was a rare thing.
However, I am going to pick the Vikings, but I go on record saying this is one the Vikings have historically lost.
Wow.
Well,
I'm choosing the Vikings.
Thanks for that.
You're going Vikings too, Callie?
Yeah.
Any reason why?
Because I want to be on the right side of my page.
I love that our picks don't come from like anything but just
that's
like,
why you
I
added
be
me.
Right, okay?
That is why you added me to this bit. Otherwise, I'm out of the door. Okay? I do not. Your boring analytics and whatever else you're bringing to this.
Oh, my gosh.
He's asking you who's going to win. You're like, well, this guy is. Yeah. Give me who you think's going to win and let's get on with the show.
Warren, what do you think, buddy?
My pride does not win today, guys.
Your what?
My pride. You hurt my pride. I'm proud of myself, but now I'm not anymore.
You were always proud of yourself.
The Vikings raid the Raiders.
Nice. I like that.
All right.
I like it. Well, I think I don't think anybody picked the same. I don't think anybody picked different.
We're leveling each other up in here.
Yeah.
So after this week, I'll still have a 2-game lead.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here, fancy pants.
Time is, it's a long, long season.
Oh. By the way, next week we'll have to do picks on Thursday. Because the Eagles and Packers play Thursday night, and I won't be here Friday, so
we gotta pick that one, right?
Eagles and Packers.
Gross.
Wow.
Yeah, we get.
Yeah,
to,
you're not gonna have a chance at that one,
right? Oh, come on, we can beat a mustache.
JD in the morning on 95.5, the Big Dog.